You're listening to SBS News.
Upon his return from China, Australian Border Force officers arrested a 31-year-old over his alleged involvement in an organised crime syndicate. The group is accused of stealing more than $1 million worth of baby formula vitamins and Manuka honey that was then sold to China. Flanked by officials, he was led out of the terminal at Sydney International Airport after arriving on a flight from China. New South Wales Police Deputy Superintendent Danny Doherty says stealing these type of goods for overseas shipment threatens their availability for people in Australia.
Not only are they making a quick dollar out of greed and disadvantaging the mums and dads of Australia, they're also literally taking baby formula out of the mouths of babes. It's a point where we'll continue to stamp out this type of unscrupulous activity.
Police have so far arrested six people, four from the same family in connection with the syndicate. It's alleged the group has been operating for years, sending thousands of shipments of baby formula stolen from around Sydney to China. Deputy Superintendent Doherty says investigators were tipped off to the crimes by major retailers.
This organised criminal group has been running for a number of years. Police will allege that the $1 million that we're talking about in baby formula is only over the last 12 months. So we're thinking this was quite a expansive criminal group that was exploiting an overseas market at the disadvantage of the Australian public.
The man's arrest follows two raids at properties in Carlingford, a suburb in Sydney's northwest. Police seized 4,000 tins of baby formula and more than $215,000 in cash from the properties. Australian baby formula is in high demand in China. A tin worth $30 in Australia could cost upwards of $70 there. Dai Gao is the name given to people who are hired to shop for goods from Australian stores, which are then shipped to China. While it's not illegal, unregulated buyers have caused a large shortage in the baby formula market. President of Australia-China Dai Gao Association, Matthew McDougall, says the buying practice is becoming increasingly popular overseas.
There's a real reluctance in China about the product quality. And so if you've got a friend or family or ex-colleague here in Australia and you want to guarantee the health and safe the products, well, why wouldn't you just contact them and say, send me some stuff?
His organisation seeks to source products directly from manufacturers before overseas shipment. Mr. McDougall warns sourcing directly from retail shelves can mean shortages for Australian families.
The supply is clearly being restricted to retail. Dai Gao, who want to participate, go into retail to purchase, and that's where the issue is. We need to work with the manufacturers, we need to work with the retailers, because we don't want Dai Gao sourcing from retail. If we can separate that, Aussie mums won't be impacted, and then for business will benefit. The Dai Gao can do cross-border e-commerce, and mums can get formula when they want.
Police expect there could be up to a dozen more arrests in connection with the organised crime syndicate. Deputy Superintendent Doherty says investigations are ongoing.
The reasons for it is quite simple. It's greed, exploitation of a market overseas for the benefit of a criminal organised group. So it's just pure greed. And we hope that further arrests will be made in relation to the theft syndicate.
Tom Stainer, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.